Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, in that breaking news that you've heard in the last 20 minutes, the death of former Conservative Party and indeed Reform Party MP and Brexit Party EP Anne Widdecombe has been classed as a murder investigation. Police said they are looking for a white man and that the inquiry is moving at a fast pace. And joining me now is Vincent McAvinney, a UK-based journalist. Vincent, what do we know?
Well, the police have told us in a statement, and we're waiting a press conference in about 15 minutes, that they were called to an address in Haytor on Dartmoor, which is in the southwest of England, by the ambulance service at around 11:40 a.m. yesterday morning. Anne Widdecombe was located deceased within her home, they say, and had sustained serious injuries. She was discovered, we think, by a carer who had gone in to see her. A cordon remains in place around the property while specialist officers conduct forensic examinations, and they are saying they are making extensive inquiries in the surrounding area. They're asking anyone with any sort of doorbell cams to come forward or any CCTV camera, and they are searching for a white individual. But there is a deep sense of shock because it was reported this morning that she had passed away, but this news breaking in the last hour or so has sent a big shock around Westminster, where of course she was, you know, she was someone with heavily sort of controversial views at times, but someone who a lot of people got on with and had transcended from politics into being a sort of mainstream figure by being on things like Strictly Come Dancing and Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes, and many people in Ireland would be familiar with her from those TV shows, etc. as well. This obviously has left, I imagine, the political establishment in the UK reeling as well, and memories of things like the murder of Joe Cox. What are people saying, Vincent?
Yeah, I think people are just quite stunned at this development. And of course, you do remember that we have had those attacks before. And Anne Widdecombe, you know, she stood down as an MP in 2010. In the sort of later half of the last decade, she got involved with the Brexit Party and was an MEP for a year. And then she took a step back from politics, but had in recent years been working for the Reform Party, Nigel Farage's party, as a sort of spokesperson on criminal justice matters. She was doing media appearances just this week. So there was a sense of shock already because she had been, you know, out in public this week when it seemed initially that she had sort of just passed away. People were surprised and sad about that. But now that we know that it is now a murder investigation, the shock is pretty strong.
And maybe finally, Vincent, the police have said that this investigation is moving at a fast pace. Do we expect, or are you hearing that they are, I suppose, following a sort of a concrete line of inquiry?
I mean, it sounds like it. They are trying to get people not to speculate on social media. But as I say, in about 10 minutes' time, we're going to get a proper press conference from them. They are saying that they are searching for a suspect believed to be a white male. And I think, you know, this is quite a remote part of Britain. It is somewhere where there wouldn't be the kind of normal, you know, if it's happened in cities or towns where there would be CCTV that would help. This is a very wild space as well, Dartmoor. If a person was on the run there, it would require quite an exhaustive hunt by a lot of officers to try and track this person down.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Vincent McAvinney, their UK-based journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.